This call is being recorded.
See your violet flame within you, that flame that is now beginning to burn, beginning to burn through all of the old programming within you, within your physical body, within your astral body, within your etheric body. Burning the old programming. That is what is located within your chakra centers, the memories, the program memories that still reside within your chakras. And when you utilize the violet flame as you are doing now, and as you do, many of you do in your daily exercises or weekly or occasionally even when you think about it, and you utilize this violet flame, to purge out all those old memories that are no longer needed. They are just simply that. They are just simply memories that you hold on to. And many of them are deep within your subconscious so that you're not even aware of them. But yet, those deep subconscious memories still program you. And you must become consciously aware, not of each and every memory, certainly not, but of the totality of those memories, so that you now allow that violet flame and see it now purging out, see it burning your entire physical body, your astral and your etheric body all together. See that flame engulfing your bodies. And in so doing, it is purging out all those old memories so that you no longer have to hold on to them, so they no longer have any sway over your lives. Yes, they are there. Yes, you could pull them up if you wanted to, but you won't need to. They will become just as your past lives have become. Deep within the recesses of your memory pattern, within the soul record of each of you. So let it all purge out now and see that violet flame now growing and expanding beyond your physical body and your astral and etheric, expanding, growing till it expands out to encompass the entire room wherever you are. And then the building you're in, if you're inside, if not, if you're outside, just see it expanding and growing and taking in the trees and the plants all around and buildings all around and on till it engulfs the entire town or village or even city that you find yourself in, and continuing to grow and expand. City after city after city, state after state, country after country, expanding, growing, until your violet flame has connected with all of the other violet flames across the planet and connected to the Christ consciousness grid as well. That consciousness grid that surrounds the planet connects all of the sacred points on this planet. It raises the vibration. So see and feel and know the vibration increasing across the planet as the violet flame coincides or connects with this Christ consciousness grid, and all of it expanding and growing and purging out all the old. So see this violet flame now as it moves into every nook and cranny across the planet, every dark space, every dark or lower vibration. See it increase now, because all of those old memories that hold sway in those areas as well, also are being purged out and reprogrammed with the new I am consciousness that is in each and every one of us, in each and every life form on the planet, but not only the planet, but the entire solar system and galaxy as well. So if you would like, you can see the violet flame expanding out past this planet, out into the solar system, to all of the planets of the solar system, and even out to the galaxy as well, if you want. But at least focus it on this planet and how the violet flame now completely engulfs the planet. And all is purged within that. All of the old programmed memories of the collective consciousness of man is purged out. And from that purging becomes a new consciousness, a new life, a new level or sense of oneness. A returning to the full I am consciousness, but not only the I am consciousness of each and every one of you, but the I am consciousness of the collective of this planet, the collective I am consciousness. Feel that oneness, that connectedness to all. I am the all. I am one and all. I am the universe. The universe within my very being. I am that one consciousness. I am the all in the one and the one in the all. I am that I am. Feel it within you as you connect to that I am consciousness. It may appear to be high above you, but it is not high above you. It is right there within you. You are the I am consciousness. We are all the I am consciousness. But we are all connected to the great central source of this universe, the great central source of this universe from which the I am presence emanates. You were born from this I am consciousness and are thus continuing as this I am consciousness. Now, if you will, see the planet, the consciousness of the planet rising and rising as a result of the many waves of consciousness, the waves of gamma light that have been coming into this planet for some time and increasing and growing stronger and stronger, bringing higher vibration and vibrational frequency to this planet. And thusly raising consciousness, awakening the masses across the planet. See the masses now awakening all across the planet, in every country, all across the planet. The awakening happening, the I am consciousness awakening happening. Even to those that have no idea what the I am consciousness is, even to those that have no idea of what awakening means here. For they do not have to have a conscious knowing of any of this. They just have to be. See a demonstration now of this I am consciousness awakening as people are coming together. Visualize it, create it to be so, and it shall be so. See people clasping hands, hugging each other, celebrating, the fireworks going off everywhere, celebrating the freedom of not only this country, but the entire world. Fireworks happening both outside of you and within you as well. Because as the Kundalini energy rises within you and rises all the way up through the crown chakra, there will be fireworks within you. An explosion of energy, an explosion of color. Just as there will be an explosion of color as the sun of this solar system emanates the solar flash that will bring that explosion of color, that will bring that galactic Kundalini energy rising to the crown chakra. Visualize that now if you can. Or just think it to be so. You are the creator and the created all at once. Now, still feeling the I Am presence within you. Feeling that blissful feeling that you may have had even for just a moment. Bring it now back into your physical body. Come back from wherever you find yourself, bringing your astral, your etheric, your physical body all back in. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am your Saint Germain. Welcome now to that explosion of fireworks within you. That explosion of awakening that is happening now in these moments. Not in the future moments, but right now, here in this moment. An awakening that is happening within each and every one of you. Yes, it is true, you all have awakened somewhat before, but you are fully in a process of an awakening, each and every moment. It does not end. You continue to awaken more and more. Something may occur in your lives to bring a further awakening, a further aha moment, something that comes from universal source, universal mind, that comes into you and you say, aha, now I understand. I did not understand that before, but that makes sense. It feels right. And if it feels right to you, deep within you, that resonance within you, then it is right. Always know that. Whenever you see information on your internet, on your television sets, your radio broadcasts, whatever it might be, whenever you see or hear this information, if it doesn't feel right to you, then it is not right. You have come, each and every one of you have come to the point now where you can discern based on your feelings, based on your inner knowing, not trapped by the mind and the illusion from the mind, but from that deep, small inner voice within the heart center and now within the high heart center that speaks out to you. And says, yes, this resonates. This feels right. So therefore, this is right. This is the information that I need to have right now. This is my inner truth. Now, please understand that everyone's inner truth is different. What resonates to you as truth may not resonate to another individual as truth, as their truth. But they have their life path, just as you have your own life path. And yes, there are times when your life paths will intersect. They will come together. And there are times when your life paths will move off in different directions and take different roads, different paths. But eventually, if not in this lifetime, in another lifetime, or in those times beyond this life in other dimensions, those paths will come together again. You will be reunited again, just as you will all be reunited again with the families, your brothers and sisters from the heavens, from the skies, from the stars, that you said goodbye to long ago. You may not have seen in thousands of years, of earth years, but yet those thousands of earth years can be but a moment in star time, in galactic time. For when you come together again with your brothers and sisters from the stars, it will be as if you never left them. Yes, you will feel great emotion when you're back once again with them, when you feel their touch once again. But very quickly, you will come back into the knowing of fully who you are in that moment, and all of the past transgressions, all of the past times that you went through in this evolution here on this planet, those times of sorrow, those times of remorse, those times of guilt feelings, those times of being completely disconsolate and depressed, all of those moments will be forgotten. Forgotten in the very moment. And it will just be that, a memory on your soul record. That is all. For you will be ready now to move into the next phase of your existence, the next phase of your mission, whether it is here on this planet, or whether it takes you into other worlds beyond here, whether in the physical realm or whether in the multidimensional realms, as you will then be able to travel multidimensionally and experience worlds beyond worlds beyond worlds that you do not at this point even know are in existence. But you are beginning to get a glimpse. We're beginning to get just a smithering of the potential that is there for each and every one of you. As you reach out to your higher consciousness within you, to your higher God self within you, to that I am presence that is seemingly just beyond your reach, but yet is right there for you to grasp onto, and can have that I am consciousness within you and know it there within you at any moment that brings the joy to you in that moment. For know, when you feel that joy in the moment, you have now accessed that higher consciousness of your I am presence. That's what brings that joy to you, that blissful, joyful feeling within you, where it seemingly comes out of nowhere at times. Imagine for just a moment having that joyful feeling that I am presence within you, at all times. And then you will understand, begin to grasp what the first wave of ascension that you are in right now, what that fully means. You are in that first wave of ascension right now in this moment. Have you fully ascended? No. Can you fully ascend now? Yes. Each and every one of you could do that right now. But there is that portion within you, that calling within you, that says, wait, hold off. Because you came here, you volunteered to come here, to be a part of this expression. And you are not about to leave this expression before its time, before your time, before your fullest expression of the mission that you came here for. Even if you do not yet know what that mission is, even if you do not yet know what your purpose is, your purpose is right here, right now, in the moment. It is not a purpose that is off in the future somewhere. It is the purpose that you came here for right now. And the next moment, it might change. And the next moment after that, it might change. It evolves. Your purpose is always evolving. And it is not only one purpose, it is many purposes that you evolve into each and every moment as you move forward. Each and every moment that you create your continuing purpose, your continuing mission here on this planet. But be ready now. Be ready, because you are coming near the finish line, as Sananda is so fond of saying. You are coming near the end of this part of your mission. And moving closer and closer to those grand announcements that have been spoken of, that have been held back somewhat. But they are in process right now of coming forward and being revealed. Exactly the moment cannot be given. Exactly what will be said cannot be said at this point. But it is imminent. Even to your understanding of what imminent means. So be ready. Be ready and be in joy in the moment now. And connect and continue to connect with that higher God Self I Am presence within each and every one of you. For it is here now in this moment. All of my peace and love be with all of you, and may the violet flame continue to purge out all the old memories within your programming, within your chakra system, that are no longer needed to be there within the expression of who you are now.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to continue to bring you forward, to assist you, to guide you, to nudge you along the way here as much as we can. What we come to do each and every Sunday when you come together. This is our appointment, just as it is your appointment, and we take this very seriously, just as we believe many of you take this very seriously, because you are on these calls every single week. But please understand that these calls that you come on are more than just calls. They are more than just a time to gather information or share information with each other.
These are times where you come together as like minds, like spirit, and can, yes, you can communicate with each other and share your experiences, all of these wonderful things. But these are times when those of us utilize these moments to bring you further along, just a little bit further along each week than you were the one the week before that, and the week before that, and so on and so on. And we do bring you through our words, through these messages, we do bring you DNA downloads, if you will, reconnecting to your higher self in many different ways, in many different facets. That's what we are all about as the guides that are here to assist you. Just as you are being prepared to be the guides that will assist others after you have gone through your ascension. You will be the ascended ones then. You will be the ones that others will look toward. You will be the one who serves in the Shoshanas and the Saint Germains and the Sanandas and the Christ consciousness coming to each and every one. You will be that. You will embody that. Think about that. Think about what you are really here to do. We are ready now for your questions, if you have questions for one who serves in Shoshana. You can unmute your phones now, please, and ask your question if you have them.
Yes, dear one, this is dear one. This is Lorelei. Hello, my darlings. Wow, so unbelievable. That was just so amazing. Trying to get back to the earth here now. So I have been working on a performance, which is kind of telling the story of this wild ride of planet Earth, the whole experiment, if you will, going on here. And I've been looking at the time.
A wonderful title. What a wonderful title that would be. The Wild Ride of Planet Earth.
Well, that's what I was thinking, actually. Thank you. Thanks for that affirmation.
Or something of that nature, but that would be a very apropos and distinctive title, would it not?
Absolutely. The Wild Ride of Planet Earth. Okay, I'll write that down. I had noticed that as I was doing some research that the Age of Lemuria actually crosses over with what we call the Stone Age. So what I kind of understand is that it seems like there were these two existing peoples, like some were of a higher consciousness and some were possibly of a lower consciousness. I just want to know, like, if that's true and how that was occurring. Like, is it that there were people coming in to assist the ones who were just starting out on their path? Or is it that some catastrophe occurred that kind of bopped a lot of people back down in consciousness? Was that part of the experimentation? So, yeah, I was just wondering about a little more information on that.
There is a great deal that can be given on your history of this planet and the wild ride as it has been here. And we are, though, not able, of course, to give a history lesson here. There is much information that you can gather by going onto your internet and putting in those types of queries here that can bring about this information. But yes, it is correct. There were those times when those of the Lemurian civilization, which was most of you in that time, were in that and coming from the Lyra constellation. That is where the Lemurians came from. And you were also here at that time, and there was prehistoric the dinosaurs and that type of thing was here, as well as what you call the caveman or Neanderthal man. This was also present at that time. This is the earlier times of Lemurian civilization. And It evolved just as you evolved as well. And you have heard about the Anunnaki that came, and they were the ones that changed the DNA, disconnected, reconnected actually the DNA, and then disconnected it to be able to hold control. And you know, many of you know this story, and you can find out much more of this story as well. For it is your story. It is the story of the Earth, the planet Earth, of Gaia herself. So we would suggest to you to do more research, to look into that. But you are on the right track, dear sister, very much so. And a wonderful story can come from this, from your perspective. Not from perspective that has already been written about, but from your perspective. Think about that. Shoshana.
We will share on this. We will ask for a clarification. May we ask you this?
Yes, please.
Are you asking if both existed at once?
Yes.
We have a very simple explanation for this. Because these things are still occurring, you see, because the Earth, the planet, is an experimental one that allows for many different realities to exist at one time. It allows for many timelines to exist at one time, you see. And your reality is your reality, and another's is another reality, and they may or may not coincide with each other, you see. If you look around at the planet today, you will see kings, you will see monarchies, and you will see third world countries, and you will see the rainforest full of shamans. And people that live from what is given from the earth, they do not have formalities, you see. So if you examine the way the planet is today, it is the same. It is the reality of timelines that are allowed to exist simultaneously in this one experiment. Namaste.
Wonderful, wonderful perspective.
Thank you, that's great.
Shoshana, as always, here. Would there be other questions here? Anything further? Further questions? We are going to have a rather short time here then, but this is okay. And then if no further questions, we will take your email question and we will call it a day or a do, as you might say.
Yes, thank you, one who serves.
Yes.
The question through email is, if the date for the big announcement is yet to be determined, can it occur within a week?
There we have that date and time frame understanding or want to know what the time frame might be. But just as Shoshana has given about timelines, there are various timelines that you are within right now in this time here. So the timeline could split and shift off into something completely different than what you might be expecting. But that timeline has already been determined by the collective consciousness of man, you see. So the timelines may intersect, they may intertwine, but everything is going along exactly as it needs to based on this moment right now in the collective consciousness of man in this moment. So it could bring about those changes that are expected in the next week or the next few weeks or the next month or maybe several months. We do not know yet because it has not yet been determined by the collective consciousness of man at this point as to exactly what that timeline is going to bring as to the major announcements and those types of things that will bring you on into that new or the old republic, the resurrecting the old republic here for this country. But also understand that when you resurrect the old republic here in this country, you are going to be bringing in a whole new republic for the entire planet, the entire world population as well, as each one comes along, you might say, because they are striving for and calling for freedom. Freedom is being called for across the entire planet. It is not only here in this country, it is being called for all across the planet by all peoples of the planet now. Okay, Shoshana?
We will share on this. And this one is difficult. We will share about time. Time is a trap. Time is a characteristic of the third dimension that keeps those that remain on the third dimension entrapped in time, you see. If you wish to live freely, without frustrations, without disappointments, you must let go of this idea of time completely and live within the realm of your experiences. Make life about what you experience, what you feel, what you do, what you think, how you interact with others. Make life experiential. Time is irrelevant here, you see. It is only those that make time relevant that are born and live and die by the rule of time. And it is a trap. We tell you, it is a trap. So please, live your life as an experience, not as a schedule. Namaste.
Yes, and live your life here now in this moment. Do not be so focused on what is yet to come, because what is yet to come is determined by what is exactly happening now. Then if there are no other questions, Shoshana, do you have a parting message here?
Actually, could I ask one more question, as long as you have a little time?
Yes, yes.
Wait, sorry, Shoshana.
That is funny the way you put that, now that we have a little time.
We have a lot of time.
Time is irrelevant here.
That's right. That's great.
Only to you in your third dimensional illusion is time relevant.
Right. Yeah, got it. So, okay. So I have an experience in some of my meanderings about with the other beings, if you will, how this all worked was there was a group of beings, call it maybe the Brotherhood of Light, for lack of a better word, who said, okay, what's needed down there on planet Earth? Okay, so let's send down somebody down there, like, say, Noah, and then Noah comes back. Okay, so now what's needed for this experiment? So now we send down Moses, right? And then Moses come back. Okay, now, so what's needed now for the experiment? Then we get Buddha, and so on like that. And so as I understand it, and I want to see if I'm correct on this, there may have been a time when Yeshua needed something that was not already there. Could you send a being forward in time to get that something and then come bring it back? Is that possible?
We do not quite understand your question here. Shoshana, do you
understand? We need clarification on this as well.
If Yeshua were at a point of needing, like, some information, some understanding that wasn't already current in the population, could there be sent someone to the future to get that understanding and then bring it back to him? Is that a possible thing?
We will share here.
Okay,
may
thank
we share, dear sister?
Yes, please. Thank you.
You are thinking in terms of time here. You have created the idea that there is a forward, there is a backward, there is an above, there is a below, and there is not. There is an Akashic record that contains all experiences in the now moment, forever, you see. So if an advanced being would be required to know something that they do not know at the time, and they have been given the keys to the Akashic records, they can access whatever they want. And as far as beings being sent to the planet, you are all sent to the planet. You have all decreed to be here, and you are all sent to the planet to play your parts, you see. No, there is no above and no more advanced being than who you are now, you see. So that is maybe complicated, but there is really no forward. We hope that explains that. Namaste.
Yes, and we would say think of one such as your Tesla that was able to access, not the future, but was able to access in the universal mind those connections that brought him the information from his star family, we will say here, and brought this information to him because it was needed. It was not utilized as it could have been, but it is still yet coming. Those inventions, those processes, those thoughts, those imaginings that he had back then, they are going to still be put into use here.
We wish to add here.
Yes.
The thing that we wish to add is that the information that the one known as Tesla accessed was already there. He did not have to travel to the future to find it, although it felt very futuristic to many because that is the reference that is being used here in the third dimension. But the information that he sought existed, you see. Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Yeah, I guess let me just say one more thing and see if I'm on the track here. So as I understand it, we live lives, I believe, in order to come to some understanding of beingness understanding, not so much like how to, you know, make a rocket or something, like a beingness understanding. And that understanding is sometimes maybe needed in the experiment here. In other words, like, I'd be very specific, like say Moses comes down off the mountain and he throws, you know, and he's coming from this space of like love, high vibration, beautiful love, full love of God. He comes down and he sees all this desecration and he throws those tablets. So then there's a question mark, like, okay, what is going on here? You know, we bring God to people and then God, people turn away from God. Why is that? So then I think there's another person comes in. Okay, let's try to answer that question. Why is that? An experience. Is that correct?
We will share here. We will
Thank
share.
You.
What is missing here, dear sister, is the idea of collective consciousness, you see. All things that occur in any planetary existence, anywhere in the universe, is collective to the consciousness that is present on the planet. So the story that you tell of Moses and his tablets is about the collective consciousness of the planet. They were not ready for this, you see. Divine pokes everything and hopes that that which it pokes is ready to receive, and often it is, and sometimes it is not, because it is a matter of consciousness. It is not a matter of individual awareness or planetary awareness. It is about the collective consciousness that exists to receive such information. Does this explain this, dear sister?
Yes, thank you so much.
Namaste.
And we would say, please do not believe everything that you were seeing in the movies, and in particular that movie that you are speaking of, The Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston. as Moses, that was not exactly the way it happened.
Okay, thank you so much.
We will add here. We will add here. You will find, dear sister, may we add just a few more thoughts here?
Yes, please.
You will find that there are many that trust these commandments. There are many that wish to align with their divine selves and do what's right in all moments of their lives. There are many that wish to do this. And that is a part of the consciousness that exists on this planet. It just may not be completely pervasive because, as we mentioned before and we attempted to explain, many realities are created here and many timelines exist here, you see. So that is somewhat complicated, but there are many that would adhere to the more divine aspects of themselves. Namaste.
Very good. Then we are finished for the time. Again, Shoshana, do you have a parting message or not at this time?
We do not.
Very good. Then we simply say, keep your eyes on the prize. And you will understand what we mean by that. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.